You're listening to a Sun Life podcast. We pray that you be blessed by the teaching of God's word. For more information, visit sunlife.org.au. Enjoy the sermon.
Well, if we haven't met yet, my name is Ben, and I'm one of the leaders and one of the pastors at Sun Life Church. And it's my joy just to share a very short message here on this special occasion here. You know, around the world, there is something special about this time. It's filled with joy and happiness and generosity, and everyone seems happier this time of the world. Would you agree? I mean, the extra 15 minutes looking for a place to park your car because you've got to do your last minute shopping, it's okay. We're happier. There's more grace. The longer line at the checkout counter, it's okay. There's more grace because we're happier. Even if someone cuts in front of us whilst we're driving, hey, it's okay. There's more grace because we're happier. Now, research says that when it comes to Christmas or being exposed with the elements of Christmas, that means things like shopping and Christmas parties and buying presents, or Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is being played 10 times per day. They say there's this region in our brain known as the Christmas cheer region, which makes us feel happy. Now, it depends on our background, on our experience of Christmas, but they say that the majority of people, when it comes to the Christmas season, the Christmas cheer region of the brain just makes you feel happy. There's more grace. But there's a problem. Research also says that after Christmas, that region of the brain, the Christmas cheer region, it drops down to normal levels. And that's when we kind of struggle. And that's when we try to recreate the joy of Christmas. So we go to parties and we try to buy ourselves luxury items, or we travel and we do all these things hoping to bring out joy from within. But I want to talk about a deep joy that comes from above. And we see that joy in the Christmas narrative recorded in the Bible. So let me read you the Word of God, and I'll make some observation. In Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 12, this is the Word of the Lord. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." There's a couple things I want to share with you. Here's the very first thing here is that this joy recorded in the Bible comes from above. It comes from above because in verse 10 it says this, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy." You see, these shepherds here were offered a joy that came from above. The culture we live today speaks of a joy that comes from within, that we have to achieve and we have to work hard to receive some form of joy. Henry Ford, I quote him, he says this, "There is joy in work. There is no happiness except in the realization that we have accomplished something." So the thinking, right, is that if we accumulate more and we can accomplish more, then we can bring up a joy from within. And social media today is very good at teaching us that. Social media says that if we holiday in a particular country, wear a certain designer clothing, associate with influential crowd, drive a certain type of car, eat anywhere other than Hungry Jack's, then we experience joy. In short, the culture of today says this: if you can accumulate more, if you can achieve more, you can bring out joy. You know, there was a movie from 2006 starring Will Smith, The Pursuit of Happiness. Has anyone seen that before? Yeah? Well, here's a spoiler alert. Now, if you haven't seen it, the movie's 20 years old, nearly 20 years old, so bad luck, right? Here it is, right? Will Smith, his character is poor, and he's trying to do whatever he can to bring a brighter future for him and his son. And in the very last scene of the movie, Will Smith wins this full-time position as a stockbroker. And all his hard effort and sacrifice, he hugs his son, and there's tears and there's joy and there's relief because finally he's achieved the goal of happiness. And there's a line, the character says this, and I quote the line from the character. He says, "The world is your oyster. It's up to you to find the pearls." You see, the underlining theme of this movie is that if you work hard enough, you can find joy from within. And that's what we hear today. But that's not what we see in the Bible. Because the Christmas message of the Bible is this, is that God offers a joy from above. Not from within, from above. And that makes Christianity very different to the other religious faith out there. Other faith talks about you've got to work hard and then you'll find joy. You got to do the right thing and then you find joy. But the Christmas message here is what we see, angels saying, "I bring you the good news of great joy." God offers a joy from above for us, and we don't have to work or find it from within. That's the very first thing I want to say, is that there's a joy that God offers from above. The second thing here is that it's a joy offered for everyone. All people. Look in the Bible again. "The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.'" Friends, Christmas is a reminder that God offers joy for everyone. And you notice how the angel appeared to the shepherds first with this great joy. The angel did not appear to some king or some influencer, but some shepherds. They encountered the glory of God. And you notice how in the Bible that when they encountered the glory of God, they were afraid. You know why? It's because when you meet the perfection of God, you realize how imperfect you are. Have you ever stood next to a model before? Have you ever stood next to a model? That's why I don't like those K-pop video clips, because when I see them and I watch them and my wife compares me with some K-pop star, I feel so insecure. I mean, they've got the perfect curly hair and they've got the wrinkle-free skin and their teeth, oh, so white as snow. And I stand next to one of these models and I just feel so out of place. And there's a saying, right? The brighter the light, the darker the shadow becomes. It's because light exposes all flaws. Is that right? We have a white rug. Yeah, we have a white rug at home in the living room. And the rug looks fantastic after 7 p.m. when it's dark. But I tell you, when it's morning and the sun ray is shining into the living room, you do not want to step on that white rug because it exposes everything. And you see, what we see here is that the shepherd realized the perfection of God and they saw that they were imperfect, unholy, and they were terrified. In fact, the Bible also teaches us that shepherds were considered as the downtrodden, despised of society. They were the lowly and the humble, the outcast. But the good news of this great joy first came to them. Can you see what the Bible is saying? Is that Christmas is a reminder that God offers joy to all people, even those society would neglect. I mean, this Christmas, it is special. Because no matter where you are, If you want that joy from God, He offers that joy to you. And maybe for some of us here, you are going well, life is good, but you feel empty. You feel there's something missing. God will meet you there. And maybe for some, you are really struggling. You are really finding it hard. You want to fill that emptiness with a joy. God will also meet you there. And that's the wonderful thing about the good news. A great joy for all people. And God doesn't wait for us to sort ourselves together. He comes and He meets us wherever we are. And He fills our heart with a joy that comes from above. C.S. Lewis, I quote him, he writes this: "If we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we are made for another world." And he continues on and he says this: "Joy is the serious business of heaven." And that's the message of Christmas, that God offers joy, not a joy that we have to muster from within, but a joy from above. And He offers that joy to all people, to everyone, no matter our background or what we have done or where we come from. The birth of Jesus is an invitation to receive the good news of great joy. And that took place some 2,000 years ago for these shepherds. And God is still the same. He offers that for you and for me today. And if you are looking for that joy, a joy from above, not a joy from within, a joy from above, a heavenly joy, He offers that joy to you today. And I want to encourage you to explore that joy, that this Christmas here, you would receive a joy that is everlasting, a joy that comes from God that is offered to all people. God bless you. I wish you a merry, merry Christmas. And I would love to pray for you before we continue with the last few songs. So let me pray for us right now. Father God, thank You so much for reminding us that Christmas is about You offering us the good news of great joy. And I pray, God, that for anyone here who is looking for that joy, God, that they would receive that in You. Lord, thank You so much that You offer joy to all people, and we are grateful that You meet us where we're at. Will You bless us? Will You continue to smile upon all we do tonight? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening. I want to invite Eli.